Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from TriStar Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSG, and on the OTCQX under the symbol TSGZF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Nick Appleyard. Now, Nick, following up on news that came out today, March 16th, the company released an updated resource, and the title of the news release says TriStar doubles indicated resources. So the total resource that is now released to the market is 1.5 million ounces of gold in the indicated category at a category of 1.2 grams per ton and 700,000 ounces in the inferred category at 1 gram per ton gold. Nick, give us a little update on what exactly changed here in terms of the indicated and the inferred and total resources from the past resource, please.
Yeah, hi, Corey. No, happy to. Yeah, as you just said, you doubled our indicated resources. I think one critical point to add is as drilling continues, you know, we are still drilling, so there's still more to come on this. But yeah, it was nice. Prior to this, we were sitting with 1.3 million ounces of gold in the inferred category and only 700,000 indicated. Moving into a pre-feasibility study, we obviously had to invert that so that we've got only indicated or measured resources, if we get to that stage, to use on the pre-feasibility study. So when we did the financing with Royal Gold 18 months ago, the aim was use that money, infill drill around 20,000 meters to get effectively past 1.3 million ounces and indicated as a really good base for our pre-feasibility study. And and as you can see, we've achieved that now. We've actually gone past it already. We've got 1.5 million ounces of indicated, which is huge for us, and it's a major step forward for the project to have that scale of resources in a higher confidence category already. And we're still drilling, so there's still some more to come. So that's sort of the other part of it, which is still exciting.
So, Nick, all of this is playing into an upcoming PFS, so pre-feasibility study. When is that planned for, and what was the significance here of upping this indicated category? Just update everybody on that, please.
Yeah, so the PFS is scheduled now for probably late summer, August sort of time, I would imagine. There's a few unknowns with COVID in Brazil these days, but I think we're still on target to hit that date. The real importance of this resource estimate is going from inferred resources, which are conceptual high risk. You really got very broad space drilling and a weak control on your geology at that point, to a higher category that you can base reserves on, which is indicated or measured. It really is a big step forward de-risking. So that's why we wanted to get this out to show the market we've done that. We've got these resources. The drilling results we've been putting out over the last couple of years, over the last 12 months, have all come together to make a nice ore body, which is going to be the basis of the pre-feasibility study at the similar scales we saw in our PEA in 2018. I think that's the real big key. We can see that as a subset of this 1.5 million ounces, we should at least easily be able to match the 1.1 million ounces we produced out of our PEA, which generated such exciting economics back then. So if we can replicate that at the PFS level, this project's going to be a barn burner.
Are there any other, let's say, significant changes that people could expect when you do that move from the PEA from 2018 to this PFS? Any insights you can give us there?
From the project, it's just everything is done, a level of detail better, a lot more information going into it. I think from a shareholder point of view, the important thing to understand is that when people value a company, we track our peers, who are at similar levels in South America and similar jurisdictions to Brazil. And if you're sitting on a PEA, you trade at between 0.1 and 0.2 times NAV. If you're sitting on a PFS and moving towards a feasibility study, that 0.1, 0.2 times NAV becomes half, moving up towards 1 times NAV. So there's a big de-risking multiplier that can be applied to your stock price as you move into these pre-feasibility studies. So I think from a shareholder point of view, that's the really exciting thing to look at. This de-risking adds significant value to an asset and hopefully to a company.
All right, Nick, let's also talk about the drilling that is ongoing. It's something that is highlighted in the news release that just says simply drilling continues at Castelo de Sonhos. what drilling is ongoing right now. What is the strategy around this drilling?
Yeah, so we will be doing a little bit more infill, just filling around the edges. That was one of the aims of doing this model a little early, was to give us an idea to make sure there's no like islands of inferred resources, you know, encircled by indicated resources. Yeah, if there's any of those, we'll be identifying them now, dropping a hole into the middle of them to clean that up, to make sure that, because they cannot be used in the pre-feasibility study. So we'll do a little bit of that, but then most of it is pure exploration. And, you know, we'll be doing exploration on the new targets around the project, which can be, you know, shallow conglomerate targets or deeper remobilized targets, or in a couple of places, shallow remobilized targets. Yeah, so we'll be hitting all of those with the drilling over the next few months.
So were there any gaps in this resource that you found in terms of, well, if there were, how big were these gaps? How many ounces do you think could be converted? Give us some insights on the remaining infill that still needs to be done, please.
Tell the truth, we haven't gone through and done that in a huge amount of detail. As soon as this model came out, I realized the materiality of it, so we've got to get it out and published. We'll be taking a look at it now. I don't think there's going to be a huge amount. I think the opportunity is probably, you know, from what I've seen so far, more, you know, where we've got open sections and you know, down dip extensions or along strike extensions of good mineralization where we think we can add on easily. It's probably going to be more likely. There may be a couple of spots in the high wall of the pit where you've got lower grade resources, which sitting in the inferred category, which you normally wouldn't chase, but if it's going to be in the pit anyway, you may as well get it indicated, and it helps drive everything. It helps drive the economics. It actually can make quite a big difference. The other thing that's come out of it in the press release, I put a cross section in there. You can see a couple of dikes cross cutting. We're starting to believe and understand that how the interaction those dikes have had with the mineralization and certain other intrusions. So we'll be chasing some of them because there is potential for higher grade remobilized gold along the contacts of those dikes. So I know we'll be chasing that up as well. So as we learn more, you know, we know we've got the paleoplastic gold gently dipping at 20 degrees off to the west. But if we've got some remobilized along these intrusions, we are chasing that as well.
Okay, so it sounds like most of the drilling then is planned at more true exploration drilling, adding ounces or making new discoveries. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. That's the real aim. I think right now we feel like we've got 1.5 million ounces. I mean, if we can round that up another 100,000 or 200,000, that'd be fantastic. But if it's at 1.5, that's already fantastic. So the real aim of what we're doing now, and the emails I'm swapping with our exploration manager in Brazil, are about the new targets and where we're going to get the drill rigs mobilized out to them, and which targets we hit, how we schedule our drilling in this COVID era when assays are a little bit slower on the turnaround than usual. So, yeah, that's the scheduling we're doing right now.
Okay. Nick, in total, how many meters are planned for drilling? Do you have a kind of solid estimate of how many meters you're going to be drilling?
We put in the budget 22,000 meters, 20,000 meters of RC and 2,000 meters of core for the year. That's still in place. And we've only drilled, you know, a few thousand meters so far. So that the majority of that is still to be drilled. And, you know, and obviously as it evolves, you know, I mean, if you get some good hits out of that, you know, we'll go back to the board and relook at the budget. But right now, that's the plan, is to complete that 20,000 or 22,000 meters of drilling.
Okay. Nick, how much money does the company still have in the bank to just continue to progress, not just with the drilling, also move through that PFS?
We've got about $9 million US in the bank right now.
Okay, so plenty of money to continue to move this story ahead. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Nick regarding anything going on at TriStar, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and I will follow up as we get some more drill results and continue to progress towards that PFS. Nick, I appreciate the update today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.